And welcome back to Hilliard-Bradley High School. 1 minute till the start of the second half, and right now, the Silver Knights down 35-10. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Savaldi with you. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran back in the studios. All right, your thoughts about the start of the second half for Bishop Reedy. We heard Dan DeCrane. I thought he put it pretty eloquently, but what would you say in the locker room if you're Brian Cross at halftime?
Well, let's stop looking at the scoreboard and start looking at the guy across from us, and let's win that battle. One-on-one, let's win our individual battles. Everybody is in their own foxhole. Hold up your own end of the bargain here, and let's play together as a team and win our individual battles and go from there.
Don't forget, Larry and I will pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game at the end of this contest. Martin's a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure you're ready for any emergency. They have two locations, including 3816 Fishinger Boulevard in Hilliard. Phone number 614-529-4259, 614-529-4259. I'm going to put a caveat on the award this week. Since the other team's from Cincinnati, it's got to be somebody from Bishop Reedy.
Right.
All right, that's just me. 262 in total offense for the Eagles. For the Knights, 181, 166 on the ground for Reedy, and 115, or make that 15 passing, 161 rushing for the Eagles, 101 passing. They had 9 first downs for the Cincinnati team to 7 for the Columbus team. 1 turnover committed by Reedy in the first half. Kranick with the kickoff, and Barnard's going to get the return and start it from the 20. Uh-oh, here he goes again, but this time stopped at the 38, rolls forward to the 39-yard line.
Barnard returns the kickoff.
And we're getting water here left and right. Larry, they know that you're Park Camel.
I just think it's going to start raining inside of this press box pretty soon. It's 100% humidity, and it's starting to drip.
I thought I was just doing my Guy Lewis impersonation here with his towel, because I've been wearing this thing over my shoulder here and ready to chew on it like he did, too.
Tarkanian.
Tarkanian as well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I like Guy Lewis better because I thought he was above board. At least that's what I'll try to think. Tark the Shark for a reason. First and 10 from the 39-yard line for Gamble, Ivanowski and company, as they have a 25-point cushion in this contest. Remember, if they score another touchdown, we'll have the continuous clock rule until that lead gets under 30. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom, and Gamble in the backfield. And a quick pop on a slant pass, incomplete, intended for Baker right at the 44-yard line. The pass falls incomplete. It will be second down and 10 with Butts and company on the coverage. The ball resting at the 39. We're 6 seconds into the second half. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy came in at 2-0. They're Division 5, by the way. Reedy is Division 6. Gamble gets a handoff around the left side, out across the 40. Look at him sidestep tacklers. And still on his feet at the 40, up to the 42-yard line. And again, it was a gain, Larry, of perhaps 3, but so impressive that he eluded 4 different guys to pick up those 3 yards.
At least 4 guys had their hands on him. It might have been more than 4. And some of them had their hands on him twice. He just keeps his feet moving. And he kept moving laterally, but he kept his feet moving and almost bounced it outside and got down the sideline.
Is he one of the guys who talked about accelerate when there's contact? Does he do that?
He hasn't had to do that yet. I can't tell you. I mean, right now, Reedy's done a pretty good job of hamstringing him.
Third down, Vanatsky rolling to his right, looking, buying time, gunning on the out pattern. Baker makes the catch and has the first down. Across the 50-yard line, slides back to the Reedy 47 before he's hit on the play by Jalen Lake. But that's enough for a first down now. Count it and move the sticks for the Eagles.
This Danny Vanatsky does a nice job. He got outside the pocket that time. It was just a little waggle route. They call waggle route. You fake the run one direction, you boot the other direction. And he just waited and waited and waited until his guy came open and hit him right on the numbers.
And the key is he's had time all night, too. First and 10 from inside the 47. It's Gamble, short side of the field, inside the 45, and makes it look easy. He looks like he's gliding at times. We talk about the great runners that could glide and still move downfield. Well, Keyshawn's one of those ball carriers.
Well, he was gliding there. He was just waiting for a seam so he could explode through it, and none happened, so he just pushed the pile and got his 4 yards or 5 yards. I mean, that was the easiest 5-yard run you'll ever see.
Yep, halfway home. He needs 5 more from the 41-yard line. We've played a minute and 22 seconds of the third quarter, 35-10, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy on top of Bishop Reedy, week number 3 of the CCL Game of the Week. From the gun, Vanatsky rolling to his left, leaving the pocket, gunning downfield, pass is thrown, it's complete, but there's a flag down the 41-yard line. The pass is complete inside the 30-yard line, but let's see if it's coming back.
One of the things that's happening,
ineligible downfield perhaps.
One of the things that's happening to Bishop Reedy on this waggle route or this boot pass is their defensive end is getting up inside and getting hooked And that cannot happen. I mean, you have to read when your tackle goes down and you close and you see a guard coming around, you have to fight back to the outside and make sure that you keep contained. And right now they're getting lazy, if you will. Their eyesight's lazy. I don't mean their body is lazy. Their just eyes are lazy, and they're not going through their progression of reason fighting to get back outside.
One of the linemen kind of peeled off and decided to go downfield to help with blocking, and he is flagged on the play for being an ineligible downfield, so the penalty is going to be marked off.
Yeah, but he was open on the route. I mean, there was no doubt he had the defenders beat.
The lineman or the wide receiver?
The lineman.
Okay.
And yeah, he was wide open. I mean, they should have thrown him the ball. They dress it up like a hamburger, he'd have never dropped it, I promise you. He's a lineman. They never drop food.
It up like a hamburger.
Absolutely. Put a bun on that thing, throw it to the lineman, they'll catch it every
Did
time.
Did you write for Hee-Haw?
Maybe I should have. BR549, Junior Samples.
Here are the Hager twins.
That's right.
Third down and 10. I'm Kathy Baker, and he's Buck Owens.
Salute.
Oh, boy. And you know who...
And that was great television,
We'll give that
too.
A sports tie. You know who produced that show?
I'm afraid to ask.
Sam Lavolo, who was the father of Torrey Lavolo, the former Major League player and former manager of the Clippers, and other stops, too. Quick pop. It's the bubble screen. Goes to Baker inside the 45, down to the 40, brought down at the 38-yard line. He's going to be about a yard, yard and a half shy. That first down will be fourth down with 10-10 left to go third quarter.
That time, Ryan Wickman, offensive guard, got out, and he got away with one. He chopped one of the defenders, and you're not allowed to do that in high school. You can't block below the waist. It has to be on the initial block in the interior line, and they're really cutting down on that, too. So
yeah, there's no clipping allowed in the free blocking zone now. No parking in the red zone or loading and unloading in the white zone either. So it's going to be third down, actually, and closer to three. One man in motion, a wing, bottom to top, one back in the backfield. They're going to go to the left where the motion man was, and Gamble finds a gap and then brought down. He got through the hole, and then a flag tossed in at the end of the play. He got down inside the 38, and the hand came forward and grabbed him down, and holding is the call on the offense. So all of a sudden, there's more scrutiny on the Eagles' offensive line here in the second half.
Well, Flag Day is normally reserved for July 14th. However, we're doing a September version as summer begins to leave us.
I didn't know it was July 14th.
Yes.
Why would we have it 10 days after Independence Day? Why not space it out?
Because we can. I don't know.
I'd like to change that to another part of the year where we don't have enough holidays. Maybe we could get that off as a Monday holiday.
We've got enough unpaid holidays. For goodness sake, we don't need the government to do less.
I know. I have a hard time keeping track of my trash days.
We pay them billions of dollars not to work now. Maybe we pay them more and none of them would show up. That might be a good thing. That's
Larry
a paid political comment.
For President Randy Reinhardt, Treasurer.
There you go.
Your mileage may vary. Third down and 14 from the 50 with 9:26 left to go. Two wide to either side now. Basically, got a tight end to the bottom, if you will, but he's kind of split out a little bit and one back in the backfield. One man in motion top to bottom now is Vanaski from the gun, straight back to throw. Bernard in the backfield, he's going to pump fake and go long downfield, and the wide receiver cannot run under that ball. It's Baker along the far side. He's about 3 yards shy of it. And the Reedy Silver Knights defense will make a stand here, and they'll force a punt from midfield.
That absolutely had to happen. This first drive, Reedy had to come up with a stop. They did. They were aided by a few penalties. Doesn't matter how it happened. It happened. Now Reedy needs to get a score to get this game back. I don't want to say into a manageable situation, but at least where a turnover could cause some real trouble for Cincinnati.
Do you see Devin Dukes along the sideline anywhere?
No, I do not. That doesn't mean he's not out there somewhere. Oh, yeah, I do. I do. He's down at the 35-yard line. Helmet and shoulder pads on.
I see him now.
Ready to go.
Right behind Brian Cross. There's the punt now. He's going to hit inside the 25 and take an Eagle bounce, but then scooped up, and only 1 yard on the return that time by Kevin Morrison. In fact, he almost stepped out of bounds at the 11 when he fielded the ball. He'll get it up to the 12, and we've got a Silver Knight down on the field at the 45-yard line, writhing in pain, right near the middle of the field here with 9:02 left to go.
It's one of the little guys.
Now this contest has taken its toll on the Silver Knights.
Well, this Cincinnati team is big and physical up front. And they're big and physical on the perimeter. They have some big wide receivers. They're physical on their blocking. They're a well-coached team. They do a nice job. And so you're gonna get some hits, and you're gonna take a little bit of punishment. So you have to come with the same kind of attitude that they have. That's the way you protect yourself in football. Play hard.
Player stays down at the 46. While he does so, with 9:02 left to go, we'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Randy Jake Ruby joins the party now for Hartler. He throws a 25-yard touchdown pass to Anthony Whitney, and the Hawks lead Marion Franklin 38-0. St. Charles has kicked a field goal. Their lead on Big Walnut is now 17-7. Worthington Kilbourne has a 34-3 lead over Hamilton Township. Dublin Scioto at the half leads Marysville 24-6. And Grove City has a 21-7 lead over Central Crossing. Don't forget after the game, stay tuned for the AM 820 scoreboard show presented by This Week Sports. Lee Cochran and myself bring you all the scores, talk to the coaches, and you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your score at AM 820 scoreboard.
How about those Dogs, huh? Leading Central Crossing, Mike Lonza, your former broadcast person up here that filled that chair so admirably before you. Doing okay here with that contest so far tonight?
Yeah, Lonza and I go way back. We don't even want to talk about how far back, but good for Lonza. I mean, Grove City playing Central Crossing, it's the first time ever, I think, isn't it? I think it's the first time they're playing each other, and you know, Central Crossing took a beating last week.
Hartley just
hands of Hartley. I mean, physically
them up
just
big
mauled
time.
Them. And
they lose Williamson, a quarterback, and of course Speakman was hurt as well too, going with Peck, the sophomore. And I wonder if that was Donald Butts, because I didn't see his number 8. And remember, he was flexing that shoulder before.
Yep.
And now it looks to be the same right shoulder that he seems to be favoring as he's heading off the field.
Yep.
But Dukes is back out there for Bishop Reedy here in the second half with 9:02 left to go. We'll see how long Devin can go. Remember,
you know,
he missed all the second quarter.
You know, Donald Butts is one of the really tough kids on this Bishop Reedy football team. I mean, he plays hard. He plays both sides of the ball, and he's tough. And to lose him is a big loss for Reedy.
First and 10 from the 13. Aiello from the gun now. It's Duke's time. Devin got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Boy, they blew that one a big time. The one thing I wondered about Bishop Reedy, Larry, is if they would get worn down in the second half playing this bigger, more physical team and deeper team in Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, and I'm just wondering if that's going to be a factor here.
Well, what wears you down is when you stay on defense for a long time. And to be quite honest, Cincinnati Hills has scored so quickly. I mean, they scored 3 or 4 touchdowns there in I don't know how much possession time they had, but not very much possession time. So, you know, Hartley or Reedy should be okay in terms of that. I don't think that's going to be the problem. It's just
call it a gain of 1 on the play. Second down and 9 from just past the 13-yard line. The Dukes to the right side. Nothing inside. We'll take it outside. Out across the 15 to the 20. Out to the 23 to the 24. And falls to the 25 and has the first down. How much did it mean when Devin Dukes left the contest? All right, before he left the game, they had 16 plays for 143 yards. After he was gone, 17 plays for only 37 yards. And they also had a turnover. So,
well, the key isn't just what he does. It's what he makes you do on defense. You
right.
have to defend him. And that allows other people to do things. And that's...
And it keeps their defense off the field, too, so Reedy gets a chance to get that D a little bit of a rest to move the ball downfield. Remember the drive they had that lasted over 7 minutes, too, to wound up in a field goal. First and 10 now from the 25, 7:52 left to go, 35-10, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy on top. Crowder to the top, was going to move to the bottom and waved it off, and somebody went to the wrong spot, and Ryan Cross is going, come on, man, and he burns a timeout, his first one. 7:45 left to go, third quarter, 35-10. We'll pause for 30 on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
They're through three quarters over at Alumni Stadium. DeSales leads Canal 40-7. Hilliard Darby has a 14-3 lead over Westerville South. And Hilliard Davidson has a 21-13 lead over Hilliard Bradley.
I saw Bradley last week. I like the Phyllis kid at quarterback, but I didn't know if he'd have enough time to throw the football. That would be the question for me this week. They hand it off. It goes to the first man. The quick opener to the fullback up across the 28 to the 29-yard line.
That was a trap play that was supposed to come to the left side, and the running back took it back to the right side.
Burks with a nice play that time.
Very nice play, cutting it back.
Brandon Ware, number 21 last year against Briggs, had a one-yard touchdown run. Described by Brian Cross as a good hard-nosed runner who runs low to the ground. And a guy that finds working on pass protection is one area he needs to improve a little bit. Second down and six now from the 29 with 7:15 left to go. The margin of 25 points. Ayala straight back to throw, pumps, and the pass incomplete across the middle. I thought he was going to look for the out pattern, but instead threw it into double coverage and incomplete, looking for Ryan Wood across the 40-yard line.
That play was not going to work. I mean, they had him bracketed outside, inside, and had a safety over the top, and it was just one of those. I think it was just predetermined he was going to go there, and it just he probably missed it, and the only place he could miss it where it wasn't going to get intercepted.
So it'll be third down and six now from the 29. Let's see if it's Duke's time. Crowder's got single coverage to the top. It's Lake down here to the bottom.
Putting Dukes out in the slot.
And Burks remains alone back to the left of Aiello in the backfield. High snap. Aiello snares it, throws it all the way across the field, and he jumped too soon for the football.
That ball was on target. All he had to do is continue to run and not jump, and he had himself a completion.
Lake jumped too soon for the football. Was trying to high point it, but he got there early. Leaped, and by the time he came down, the ball was beyond him, so now it's a fourth down and six from the 29-yard line, and trying to bounce back from the 9-yard punt he had the last go-around, standing back at his own 15-yard line. Twin safeties back for the Eagles right across midfield.
Well, and they're only about 23, 24 yards deep, so they do not respect the fact that he might be able to punt the ball farther than that.
Silver Knights had only 10, now they've got 11. Barnard is back there with Baker at the 45-yard line. Got the snap, pressure from the outside. It's high, not that long. Baker from the 46-yard line gives ground and is caught in a flag down. He's knocked down right at the 45, falls forward to the 46. And do we have a block in the back, sir?
I believe we do.
Which is hard to do when the guy is right near the football, and really there's almost no time in that play. I mean, you'd have to block in the back in a hurry there.
Well, he was actually trying to make the tackle when he got blocked in the head.
I hate when that happens. What was the one penalty that drove you crazy as a coach? Was there one more than any other that just made you go up the wall?
I only remember one call that made me go up the wall, and that was aiding the runner.
Helping runner?
We were at the one-inch line, took a quarterback sneak for a touchdown. Our fullback blasted our quarterback right in the back. Of course, he had already scored. We got a penalty, and he brought it back.
Who was that? Bush and Leinart. Bush pushing Leinart in the end zone against Notre Dame to win that game. And if that wasn't the most blatant form of helping a runner that I've ever seen, and you just never see that called. I don't know why they even have it in the books.
Just leave it alone.
Well, if you're going to have it, call it.
Then call it. That's right. Either you have the rule and you call it, or you don't have the rule.
First and 10 from the 35 now for Vanatsky and Company with 6:51 left to go. 35-10, they lead. Flag down. I think we had a guy turn a field too soon, and Barnard's got the ball up across the 40-yard line up to near the 44.
I'll tell you what, Barnard's got some quicks. He's got good, quick feet. His feet are always underneath him, and they're like little pistons. He's not a glider. He's a stepper.
Again, we had a little Canadian football there. We had one guy turn up field, one guy already in motion, so they had two guys in motion at the same time, so we're going to mark it back five and put the ball at the 30-yard line. I like Canadian football. Am I alone in that? Or probably, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I also like to say you are listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. M820 at the top of the hour, but I don't think I'm the only one that likes to do that. First and 15 from the 30. One wide to the top, a wing to that side, one to the bottom as well, too, and a back and backfield to the left of Vanatsky. That's Barnard, and he is brought down right at the 30-yard line. Great pursuit on the play for the Silver Knights by Billy Fannin, whose dad I covered when he played over at Eastmore.
Billy Fannin came off the weak side end that time. The play went into the right. He came off the defensive right, or the offensive left side, closed right down the line like you coached him to do. And it's amazing. You can catch him from behind when you do that.
He's going to be good. He's 5'8", 217, and a freshman.
Yep.
Second and 15, no gain on the play.
He's just a pup.
Halfway through the quarter, Vanatsky rolling, looking, buying time, gunning. Pass is complete. Man wide open to the 40-yard line, across the 45, up to midfield, all the way down to the Silver Knights' 48-yard line. Vanatsky, again, had plenty of time. The receiver to settle down that second tier, found the gap, and had a nice gainer to move the sticks.
Again, the defensive end, of course, this is your freshman now, Fannin. He got hooked, and he couldn't get outside, and so we didn't have a contained man. And if you give Vanatsky time, their receivers are just too good. They're going to get open.
So Isaac Carpenter makes his first catch in this contest. The 22-yard gain will move the sticks all the way down to the 49 of the Silver Knights. 5:50 left to go. And another set of downs on a slant pattern. Pass is complete inside the 40 to the 35, down to the 33-yard line. And it's a surgical move this time as they find the gap this time, and they go with the slant pattern. And it goes to Baker, and he's going to move the chains one more time.
Baker's an impressive receiver. I mean, he's 6'2", he's 190 pounds, give or take, and he gets open. He's got a little shake and a little shimmy, and he's got good hands.
And he's got an offer from Butler, too. They play football, too, not just basketball.
Whoa, fumble.
Gamble lost it inside the 30-yard line, but he fell on the ball right at the 28. That is a rarity for him and for this team. In fact, they have no miscues. Keyshawn Gamble, by the way, is a transfer from Fairfield last year. He started from game six on. So they got two guys at the same time. They got Gamble, and they got Vanatsky, the quarterback and the running back. So it's nice when you can get that mid-year gift. We've got another Silver Knight down on the field at the 28-yard line with 5:15 left to go in the quarter. And as they attend to him, we'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
E.J. Caldwell just scored his second touchdown of the night. Upper Arlington leads Westerville North 20-0, and Pickerington North is rolling 42-7. They lead Centerville.
Wow. Pickerington North and Pickerington Central in a few weeks. It'll be a huge contest, and I've got Pick North against Gahanna in week 10. Lowry plays against his whole team. Second down and four. 5:15 left to go. Vanatsky straight back to the throw. Has plenty of time. Looks, guns, and the pass is deflected and falls incomplete. Was tipped. It was intended for Baker, and with the deflection, it went a little behind him. It was nearly picked off on the play, so that'll be third down. I'm surprised they're throwing again.
Well, they're working on things.
Yeah.
You know, they're not trying to run up the score. If they wanted to run up the score, they'd just give the ball to Keyshawn and just give him the ball 25 times. I mean, there's really no answer for that kind of player, so they're working on the things that they need to work on.
Thank you, Coach. Carnes and Baker to the bottom. Gamble's got it, gives ground, and Fannin missed him that time. 30-25, cuts it back 20, eludes two tacklers, 15, down to the 10-yard line, and it takes five Knights to bring him down at the 10. Fannin had a shot back around the 30-yard line, and he escaped the grasp around the ankle and then took it for about another 20 yards. 17 altogether on the gain after he gave ground. Get by Fannin, but I thought Fannin had the opportunity, but there's the difference between a freshman and a senior.
Right, and Keyshawn just shook him off. I mean, just ran through his arm tackle.
So mark the ball at the 10, and let's see if it's just before the 10. Oh, nope, they're going to call it first and goal. The sticks have been taken away, so first and goal right at the 10, 4:55 left to go.
Barnard's in the backfield now.
Just to the right of Vanatsky. Quick pop in the flat, pass. Is that a backward pass? They're going to say it was a forward pass and falls incomplete, intended on the play for Chris Carnes. Remember, there's only two things. There's a forward pass. There's a backward pass. There's no such thing as a lateral. And it's also the intent of the quarterback. He could be spinning around, but if he's trying to throw the ball forward, then indeed it is declared to be a forward pass. It's a backward pass, and the running back or whomever catches it and goes downfield, that is considered rushing yards and not passing yards.
It's actually Noah Harrison got in the ball game there, number 22 in the backfield. So they've taken Barnard out and Keyshawn.
5'9", 165, and a guy that also is one of their kickers if they need him. He's to the left now. Vanatsky on his second down and goal for the 10. Looking in the far corner of the end zone, pass thrown up, and it's caught for the touchdown.
That's the old tight end, number 44.
Bernhard, isn't it?
Mason, yeah. Bernhard, yep.
Takes it for the score. And from 10 yards out, it's now 41-10. 4:41.
It took a while to decide who that was because they were as far away from us as we could be. We're in the left end of the press box, and that was in the right far corner of the end zone.
No, we're in the Eastern time zone. That was Central Mountain over there.
Perhaps.
Sheffer to make it 42-10. And by the way, the margin is now more than 30 points. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Kick was partially blocked. It's not a good hold either. And we stay at 31 points. 41-10, 4:40 left to go. We'll tell you about the continuous clock when we come back on the CCL Game of the Week. Right here on AMA 20, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Anthony Cua has his first touchdown as a Stallion. DeSales leads Canal 47-0. Dublin Kaufman leads Fairfield 14-0. And New Albany has a 17-14 lead over Licking Heights.
I'm going to take DeSales in that game. By the way, Vanatsky, a 10-yard pass to Bernhardt. Kick was blocked. We stand at 41-10, 8 plays, 65 yards, 2:11 off the clock. Ladies and gentlemen, this game will now be played with a running clock per the OHSAA point differential rule. The clock will be stopped after changes of possession at the end of periods and for timeouts. If the point differential should fall beneath 30, normal clock operations will resume, and Larry will sing the national anthem.
Ooh.
Or if it's a Canadian team, he'll sing both anthems.
I can sing the Canadian national anthem. I know that one.
I like their anthem.
I love their anthem.
Short kick, and the return's going to start from the 31-yard line. That shell's got it up to around the 37 before he's knocked out of bounds, so the clock will continue to motor with the margin at 31 points.
I just happen to like our anthem a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't know all their words.
Oh, I do. I made our team learn that when we played these Canadian teams.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
made them
Canada.
Learn.
Our native and patriot son or something
no.
like that?
What a, our home and native land.
Hold them. Okay. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. I know that. Oh, Canada.
Beautiful anthem.
Burton Cummings, Grey Cup, 3 years ago, forgot the words. Encouraged the folks in the stands to sing along. Goes, come on, you know the words. Because apparently he didn't. The pride of the guess who had to guess at the words. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. 3:45 left to go. Continuous clock. Aiello wants to throw. Bluffs. Thinks about twice throwing the ball. Now tucks and goes and slides into second
smart
base at the 40-yard line.
Smart move there. There were two would-be tacklers who had a bead on him. If he didn't go down voluntarily, he was going to go down.
Well, he pump faked twice, Larry. He was looking near side here for somebody, but opted to not throw it either time.
Well, they had the bubble screen set up, and I think he went to throw it the first time. The ball slid out of his hand. Then he grabbed it, and he thought, well, I better get rid of this thing, and decided to run it instead.
So the clock down to 3:14 left to go. It'll be second down and 6.
Give the ball to Dukes.
He's back there, the lone back, two wide at the bottom. Jalen Lake in the slot. One wide out to the top of the set. Devin's got it. Devin's got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yards.
That's what I was talking about in the first half. He got hit by the first defender at about the 43 or 44-yard line, and he just accelerated through that tackle, and he ended up getting an extra 7 yards.
And for the first time, a player getting up gimpy on the other side is Darian Woods, the defensive lineman. He will stay in there, though, as he was slow to get up and kind of limps back to the huddle.
They're going
to
make him walk home if he gets hurt. It's a long walk to Cincinnati, so he can't be hurt.
Tough love.
Tough player.
Tough score, 41-10, 2:22 left to go. Aiello wants to throw and whistles and flags before we start the play, and a false start called on the offense.
Let's just decline all penalties from here on out.
That is part of the new continuous clock addendum put together by Professor Wolf.
See, I have another thing I'd like to see. All penalties are marked off. You can't decline. Just mark them off from the end of wherever it goes. Just mark them off.
From that the end of the play?
Wherever you have to go from.
But what if you start holding and clipping and everything, and they score a touchdown?
Just then take it on the kickoff.
That's not right. Then you can cheat on every play. It's not your classroom.
Well, you can cheat on every play, but you would still get penalized for it. You can't decline the penalties, what I'm saying.
Out pattern. Morrison makes the catch. All right, but if I score,
yes,
and I clipped and did everything else,
the defense is going to take that penalty.
But they still get credit for the touchdown?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's what I was asking about.
No, come on. We're still going to play football.
Well, I don't know. Anarchy reigns with you sometimes.
You'd save 20 minutes by trying to figure out who's going to decide what. Just take the penalty and move it forward. I got another suggestion, too.
Does it have to do with replaying baseball?
No.
Second down and nine for the 49. Low snap by Ello. Scoops it off the turf, hands it off to Dukes, and that kind of blew up the timing of the play. He'll get only inside the 48-yard line. Pray tell, what is your other idea, sir?
Well, like when the offense has the ball at the 10-yard line and they hold, it's a 5-yard penalty.
And a flag just went down now.
Yes, it did.
Just now at the 41-yard line.
The very end of that play.
It's almost like somebody didn't have the equipment in or something. I didn't see the call. Wait, see, because our referee decided to make the signal when he was behind six players taller than him. Let's wait one more time. We'll mark the ball inside 35-yard line.
It's a big one.
Unsportsmanlike conduct?
Yep.
So moving down to the 32-yard line. But he looked inside a player and turned his head sideways, looked inside his face, and like I thought maybe he saw that the mouthpiece wasn't in or something like that. So what was your other suggestion?
So you get a penalty. Instead of marching back 4 yards or 3 yards, move the sticks up 15. It's a 15-yard penalty. Why do you get 3 yards for it?
I understand. First and 10 from the 32 now. Aiello and company looking out pattern. He's got Morrison inside the 25. Spins to the 20-yard line. 5 seconds left to go. That'll be the last play of the third quarter. 41-10 after three, and we'll take a break as we head to the fourth on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment and after you return home. So you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Will Phyllis has thrown his third touchdown pass. Hilliard Bradley has cut the Hilliard Davidson lead to 21-20. Riley Cooper has scored for Upper Arlington. They lead Westerville North 27-0.
So Cooper matriculates from Grove City up to Upper Arlington, leads the Golden Bears, and they're off to a great start under a former Reedy head coach, Joel Cutler.
Everybody's transferring everywhere, aren't they?
You're sticking around, aren't you?
Unless I get a better offer.
Wow. The team player you are. First and 10 from the 20. Start that continuous clock again.
We're with you, win or tie.
Dukes around the right side. Has a gap inside the 20, inside the 15-yard line, down to around the 14 to the 13 near hash. It'll be a second down and short.
See, again, that was one of those runs where he got his feet underneath him and he kind of stopped running right as he was getting hit. And the way you save yourself as a running back is you explode through that, and then they don't hit you. You hit them. It's better to be the hammer than the nail.
Does it hurt more, though?
No. Hurts more for the defense, and they'll stop tackling you.
Total offense, 358 for CHCA, 231 for Reedy. Of the 231, Silver Knights have 198 on the ground, 33 passing, 192 rushing, 166 passing for the Eagles. Second down and five from inside the 15. It's Dukes. He accelerates, hits the hole, and takes it in for the touchdown. He never slowed down, and you touched on it, Larry. 47 seconds into the fourth quarter, and we're under 30 points. It is 41-16.
He just ran through that tackler. The tackler came up from the secondary, and he simply just ran right through it. And tacklers don't like to run into big running backs. They just don't.
So we'll stop the continuous clock for now with 11:13 left. 41-16, the tally here, and extra point time now for Craddock. There are some moms out there that have lungs like you wouldn't believe. There's the extra point up. Not artistic, but Craddock will make it. I can hear them yelling from the front row. And that's what you want. You want parents that support the kids, doggone it.
I'm
glad to have it here. 41-17, the count in this one. 11:13 left to go. A reminder, coming up after the game, Be sure to tune into the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bringing you the scores and highlights from the OCC, the City League, the CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. And Ryan and Lee, I assume, are back at the studios right now. And Ryan and Lee, anything that surprises you so far about any of the games from week number three?
I like the way Hillier Bradley's coming back against Hillier Davidson. Davidson was having their way with him in the first half, a couple long drives. Bradley's battling back, and Bradley's without Corey Taylor for the year with a bad foot.
I'll tell you, the score that's caught my eye is this Pickerington North score. Them putting a beating on Centerville 42-7 like they have makes me think we need to take a look at the Panthers.
Indeed, and that's the question that I asked. Who's the best team in Pickerington now, North or Central? Everybody said Central, and they gave them the crown, but they'll meet in a few weeks, so that should be a lot of fun. And those guys will be back together with the Scoreboard Show. And don't forget, too, you can get the most up-to-date scores from the OCC, the City League, the CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League by going to the new AM820Scoreboard.com. That's AM820Scoreboard.com. That's a great website. Or follow us on Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. That's at AM820Scoreboard. It's Ryan and the Guru coming up after this game and straight up to 11 o'clock.
I always love the interviews because the coaches sound like they've been out all night. You know, they're just exhausted.
Yeah, but Cutler has started something now that could be an epidemic with the Go Bears.
Yeah, everybody wants
everybody
to say, go
has to say that. I heard Maddox going Go Ridge, and then Buddy White had to go Raiders. And, you know, this is going to be like influenza. It's going to sweep all the coaches now. It's going to be mandatory. I think Lee and Ryan actually started this whole thing, too.
I would probably guess the wrong one. I'd say go something I wasn't working for. Probably get fired.
By the way, Dukes took it in from 14 yards. 7 plays, 64 yards, 447 off the clock as the kick goes out of bounds. Dukes now 20 carries, 175 yards, and 2 touchdowns in this game.
I mean, he's got to be the front runner for our Martin J. Mitchell Award because when he went out, it had a devastating impact on Reedy. Not that he plays defense, it's just they couldn't ball possess.
He needs to have his hands on the ball.
Absolutely.
And it's the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game Award.
Absolutely.
We'll award that at the end of this contest. I will say this, that when we leave this facility, this is the hardest facility in Central Ohio to get out of.
There's no doubt.
Harrison around the right side, up to around the 40-yard line, although this crowd is not the killer crowd that we had last week with New Albany and Bradley. But I can tell you something. You can sit in this parking lot and grow a beard sometimes trying to get out of here.
I remember that we played West Jefferson at this facility, and it was packed. I mean, literally packed. People standing around everywhere around fences. And the bus, we couldn't get home to Reedy. It was like midnight. I mean, it's ridiculous. We couldn't get out of the parking lot.
But it's a great facility, great
school.
Eric Ryan and company do a fabulous job. We love those guys to death, but I'm just being honest about the traffic snarls. That time they keep it on the ground, and a short gain out to the 41-yard line. Is that time on the carries, number 14. That's Jackson Myers, 5'9", 165, and a sophomore.
If we get Officer Deaton from the Hilliard's Finest to come out there and just, you know, get us out of the parking lot, we might be okay.
Well, I'm sure you normally get a police escort to wherever you go.
Normally it's downtown.
Yeah,
that's
to
correct.
Incarceration, yeah. Yes. Larry has that go-to-jail card, not get-out-of-jail. Third down and four now from the 41-yard line. Again, backups in there on the offense, and still they motor across the 45, the 50, all the way down to the 45-yard line and have enough for the first down. So move the sticks with a new QB out there.
Cole Fisher.
Yep, he is just a freshman at 5'10", 157, although he looks bigger than that.
He sure does.
I'm going to say that there's something wrong there. If he's 5'10", and I'm 7'3".
With or without pumps?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wanted to know.
Actually, number nine is at quarterback. Now that's Blake Sheffer. He's 6'2 and 170 and a junior. Sheffer is going to hand it off, and they give ground. Oh, and they get away. Turning the corners, Jackson Myers down to 30, the 25, the 20. Myers down the sidelines, 15, 10, 5, and we're back to that 30-point rule. Myers takes it in. 9:38 left to go from 45 yards out and make it 47-17. That's with the second-team offense out there.
Well, he just wouldn't stop running. He just shredded two or three tacklers. Ryan Wood had a chance at him and couldn't quite get him, and a couple other folks down the sidelines couldn't quite get him, but he did a nice job of just keeping his feet moving.
The Sheffer, who kicks, also gets the quarterback. And now let's see who's going to kick the extra point.
Sheffer will pass the point after.
That's still going to be Sheffer. I thought he'd get a rest on extra points. They can go three deep at kicker. snap, kick, it is up, and did it make it inside? Yes, it did, the right upright. Make it 48-17, 9:38 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
St. Charles has scored again. They lead Big Walnut 24-7. And also, Victor White has his third touchdown of the game. New Albany leads Licking Heights 24-14.
So Victor White having a good week as he did in week one. Kind of the odd weeks that he likes, apparently. His uncle did not have a good night or good morning. Actually, his uncle had a good night, but around midnight it got bad with Reynoldsburg falling to Olentangy 52-51.
Looks like Coach Jacoby's going to notch his first CCL win for St. Charles.
How about that? They were competitive in the second half against Upper Arlington. Remember that game was 16-0, then 16-14? Where they fell, I think, what was it, 3-14?
Well, they'll learn to fight. They don't have much of a choice. You know, Coach Jacoby's going to demand that, so they're gonna fight and fight and fight.
Sheffer stays out there, and he'll boot it from the 40-yard line. And once we start to return, we will keep that clock cranking again as we're back over the 30-point rule. Do you like that rule, by the way, sir?
Sure. It's hard to coach in these games when you're winning by a bunch or when you're losing by a bunch. So the running clock really won't determine the outcome of any of them, I don't think. Although last night almost did, didn't it?
Well, that's the interesting thing. You realize if Reynoldsburg would have made some of those extra points, they would have won by 30. The ball bounces around and lost by Lake and then scooped up by Crowder, and then he lost the ball. It's free at the 19-yard line, and the Eagles have it. So the Eagles have the ball at the 19-yard line. They come up with it at the bottom of the stack, and they're going to look for more.
Well, that ball bounced off of Jalen Lake and went straight up in the air, and he couldn't find it. It was up in the lights somewhere, and he couldn't find it.
Crowder looked for it. He couldn't find it either, and finally it's scooped up and recovered by the Eagles. By the way, Myers on that 45-yard run ended a four-play 65-yard drive that took 1:35 off the clock. Sheffer with the PAT. And the margin now at 31 points. And that clock will crank again. And will crank for quite some time. Interesting, sometimes the Eagles will huddle off the side of the field on a change of possession, then come out and go directly to the line of scrimmage.
Now, Reedy suffered another injury there. Taron Crowder had to come out of the game, and he's limping around and getting some training work done on him down there on the sidelines.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Hand off, and they'll get it inside the 20. Down to around the 19-yard line. In quarterback now, it is Cole Fisher again. Fisher at quarterback.
Yeah, it was a good, solid fill by Ryan Wood that time. The ball came right up over the left guard hole, give or take, and Ryan stepped up inside and met him chest to chest. Good, solid tackle. Kept his feet going.
Some interchangeable parts for the Eagles now in offense as they go 2 and 3 deep. Clock down to 8 minutes left. On that last carry is number 43 on the carry, and that was Jack Lukowski, who then checked out right after the play, the stocky running back. Now the back to the left of the quarterback gets the handoff. Turning the corner to the right side is Myers, who's got that touchdown run. This time the blocking evaporates at around the 17-yard line. So a short gain on the play of perhaps a total of 3 yards. It'll be third down. Buckeyes, 77 points in their victory, taking on Tulsa, a former home of John Cooper. What are your thoughts about that game?
Well, Tulsa's kind of a fun team. Historically, they've been known for a lot of dramatic plays, if you will, hook and laterals, double passes, bounce passes. They do a lot of strange and wonderful things. So it'll be entertaining, I hope. I'm going to get a chance to go to the football game with one of my former players. I think he wants to push me off the top deck. So,
does he need help?
No.
Okay.
He's big enough.
Any extra tickets for your buddies?
Mm-mm.
Quarterback will keep Fisher around the right side inside the 16 to the 15-yard line. It'll be fourth down from there. You'll have no extra tickets.
This is one of the few things I can't get tickets to, is Ohio State.
You have 7,000 relatives in your family. You've coached 8,000 kids.
Uh-huh.
And you can't get me a ticket to the Ohio State game.
I know. It's a scary thought. And it's Tulsa.
It's not like it's, you know.
Scott Rex could get me in there on the stat crew. Scott stats for all the big people, but for us and Ohio State.
But Scott has standards. He's not going to ask you.
I know. It's the pecking order, too. It's us, then Ohio State.
Right.
Notice that?
No question.
Fourth down and five, and it appears they're going to go for it.
They're not going to punt it.
Fourth down and five. Fisher
screen.
Back to throw, setting up a middle screen. And Wilkowski's got it inside the 10-yard line and spins. And the tackle turned into a pirouette that garnered another 5 yards, and it'll be first and goal for the Eagles. 6:20 left.
Brandon Burks did the rodeo. We got another penalty flag here.
Right at the end of the play, resting at the 5-yard line.
Brandon Burks did it. A 360, then another 360, and it looked like a rodeo. And he took him forward instead of backwards.
Had a legal helmet contact, perhaps?
Yeah, I don't think so. That penalty came in after both teams had separated. I think it's a personal foul.
I saw a pounding to the head there, I thought. Let me see what the referee says. Oh, ineligible. Failure to wear required equipment, and actually is what that means. So I thought I saw them perusing that earlier, too. So somebody, I don't think, had their mouthpiece in.
See, I don't understand that call, though. You either see it or you don't see it. And if you don't see it,
you can't call it.
You know what I mean? If you see it ahead of time, it's a safety rule.
My problem is illegal helmet contact goes with the hand knocking the noggin.
Right.
And failure to wear proper equipment puts the hand about 2 inches behind it.
Behind the helmet, yeah.
So from a distance of 17 furlongs here, sometimes it's difficult to tell. So now it's going to be fourth down and 10 from the 20-yard line. So they do not get the first down and goal from the 5. Move it back to the 20-yard line. Fisher back to throw. Plenty of time. Looks in the end zone. Throws it up for grabs. And the pass falls incomplete. Intended on the play for number 33. That is Jack Kolar. And give it back now to the Silver Knights with 5:01 left to go. And again, this is one of the few times the clock will stop on the change of possession.
That was actually a nice throw. He put that ball right where it had to be. It was just overthrown, but that's the only spot that was open. It would have been picked off if it had been short and had been out of the back of the end zone if it had been longer.
I know it's early, not all the precincts have reported, but through almost 3 weeks, your take on a couple teams that look to be powerhouses in the area?
Well, Hartley. I'm really looking forward to next week's Hartley DeSales game. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hartley, they're the real deal. I mean, they're
what about
good
sales?
I haven't seen them, so I don't know. But,
okay.
But all the things that I read about them,
they were on TV in week one. You could have watched them then on Thursday night, but apparently you had better things to do.
I probably did.
Can you see your nails, your hair? Okay. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. I like Silvestri at quarterback. He adds a lot to that team. And a handoff, and the Silver Knights are going to get the ball up across the 20 to around the 27-yard line. As Ayala with the handoff that time. And it'll be Foley.
Yeah,
getting a second
Foley
carry. He got the last carry of the first half, and now gets this one with 4.5 left to go.
Now he's just a little guy. He's 5'4", 125 pounds.
And so he's a freshman, too, is he not?
Yep. You know, that's the one negative about the running clock, is the young kids in a game like this, the outcome is not going to be determined. They don't get the playing time.
Mm-hmm. Second down and 3 now from the 27, approaching 4 minutes left to go in this contest.
And for a lot of these small schools, they don't have a freshman team. So, you know what I mean? They might have a JV game, but
snap is high. Aiello able to jump up and cradle it and then throws the pass too strong for Lake near side. The 3:54 left to go and ticking. So, Larry, let's think about this. Our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game will be whom?
It's got to be Devin Dukes.
Devin Dukes with the award. Martin's a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure you're ready for any emergency. Check out their location at 3816 Fishinger Boulevard in Hilliard. 614-529-4259. 614-529-4259. We can present him that award after our postgame. How's that sound?
Sounds like a winner.
All right. Third down and 3 from the 27-yard line, and we got the hanky parade. And we've got encroached. Somebody's lined up in the neutral zone. Looks like 55 was already beyond the 27-yard line, so mark it off 5, and now the Silver Knights have a first down.
He didn't mean it.
Look, is that another addendum to your...
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
he
clip
didn't
that
mean
guy.
To do it.
I didn't mean to punch him in the face. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Bring an excuse from home. Another high snap by Ayello. Pump fakes, and he gets whipped down.
He
back inside the 25-yard line. Waiting for him, and wrapping him up was Carson Kapork. Kapork goes 6'1", 206, and this dude is just a freshman.
And Robbie Glenn was in on that, too. He's 6 feet, 190, and he's just a sophomore. So they've got some big dogs
coming off the bench. These young kids are wanting to play, too.
Well, they were talking about Kupark and what he could offer them, and they feel he's going to grow, too, at 6'1 and just about 205 as just a freshman. One wide either side, a wing to the bottom, one back of the backfield for Aiello on the second down play. And this snap does go over his head, and he's going to try to hunt it down inside the 10-yard line. It's still free, and I think the Eagles may have fallen on it. I'm not sure we have a different center. I didn't even notice there, but the last couple snaps have been extremely high. And the Eagles say they have the football. And we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting. And we're walking, and we're walking. How about a signal?
And we're waiting and we're walking.
And now we're getting the signal. 1:51 left to go. Give it back to Cincinnati Hills. Now, if I'm the Eagles, I go ahead and I just take a knee here a couple times. Wouldn't you?
Al, you would think that you would, but you got young kids. You know, this is a chance for a young freshman maybe to get a touchdown. He's, you know, how many touchdowns is he going to score in his career?
There's some consternation there by the coaching staff for the Silver Knights. I'm not sure what they were upset about, if they were upset about something going on or maybe who actually recovered the fumble. So it'll be first and goal with the ball resting at the 8. And 71 wants to come on the field, and he goes, oh, wait, I can't come out? Which is good as far as I'm concerned because there's no 71 on my roster.
You look like a big panda bear there. He's spinning around like a top.
You're going to go with the tight
set. They've only
got
10. They've only got 10 on the field, I think.
You can still run the play. And now there's a flag.
Delay of game.
Yeah, they took too long. The back judge tossed the flag after holding his hand up 5 seconds prior, so mark it back 5. Who wants to come out and play?
Now, technically speaking, they don't have to snap the ball because they can run the clock out. They just keep taking 5-yard penalties if they want.
They can, but they won't.
They'll take the knee. Here comes 71.
He's coming back again. Da 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 da! I want to play.
Move over.
Move over.
Panda bear happens.
Who's
going to
stop him? That's right. And they take the knee. That'd be great if he moves into the backfield. Listen, I worked this hard to come back out twice. So I should get a chance to handle the football. 43 seconds and ticking. You're right. Technically, they don't have to, but it would be nice to see him take a knee. That way, we could just end this thing that way, as opposed to taking the penalty. But we'll see what they do. I think they'll take one more knee and call it a game. Fisher's got him up to the line. Kid, you can take the knee. You don't have to wait for the 5. Back judge Dahl raises the hand, and now he takes the knee, and that'll do it. 48-17, the final in this one. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. And early on, Larry, Reedy had the first score in this game.
Well, Cincinnati Hills just put the hammer down. Reedy made a couple mistakes. Devin Dukes went out of the game. He had a short punt. The defense didn't do what they needed to do on a couple screen passes. And the game just got lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
It really was about the last 6 minutes of the second quarter when the game just got out of hand. And, you know, Reedy will come back and look at 3 quarters of football and say, you know, it wasn't that bad. In 1 quarter, we really didn't play very well. So that's the story of getting beat, though.
Stick around. We'll have the post-game show. And then after that, it's the ever-popular AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by thisweeksports.com. An extended version tonight and all the scores and coaches and all the information you need on all the games from Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran. But first we'll pause and do the post-game show and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people. With the highest levels of skill, training, and experience. And why we invest in the best equipment. From life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 811-029 and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Welcome back to Hilliard-Bradley High School. It is all over as Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy gets by Reedy 48-17. The Eagles advance to 3-0 on the season. Now Bishop Reedy falls to 1-2. And Larry, we talked about the good start. Devin Dukes, though, went out for a while for Bishop Reedy, and that's when Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy able to establish more of their ground game. We saw a lot of Keyshawn Gamble, not as much as we thought, but he was able to be a factor in that first half. We saw his strength, and also we cannot underestimate the play of Danny Vanatsky at quarterback, too.
Well, that combination is deadly. I mean, they have good wide receivers, they have a great running back, they have a pretty good quarterback, their line up front was physical. I mean, they have all the pieces. I don't know how deep they are in terms of being able to sustain some injuries and things, but obviously their backup running back was pretty good. He took the kickoff and went 65 or 70 yards and did a nice job there. So Barnard, and they've got some folks.
Yeah, they do. And we saw Myers as well, too, the fourth straight running back, actually take it in for a touchdown from 45 yards out. Got the final stats now from Scott Rex and total offense for CHCA. 424 yards, 258 on the ground, 166 passing. They had 16 first downs. Reedy, 235 total offense, 202 rushing and 33 passing. They had 12 first downs, 14 penalties for CHCA. There's something to come up on if you're Mark Mueller, for 110 yards and 5 for Reedy for 35 yards. Three turnovers all committed by Reedy in this contest. The Eagles scored in every quarter. Duke's got it going for Reedy. 39-yard run. Craddock with the PAT. It was 7-0. Tied in the first quarter by Gamble on a 1-yard run. That was a 9-play, 60-yard drive. Sheffer added the PAT. Then Reedy again had the lead. Craddock with a 22-yard field goal. That was on a 15-play, 93-yard drive. Took 7:33 off the clock. They had the ball back at the 1-yard line. Took it down. Then after that, it was pretty much all CCHA. Barnard with that 80-yard kickoff return on the very next play. Vanatsky a 35-yard pass to Gamble, too. Vanatsky with the 21-yard pass to Peck. Then Barnard with a 73-yard touchdown run. Vanatsky a 10-yard pass to Bernhardt. Dukes got a score for Reedy from 14 yards out. Then Myers on that 45-yard run. Final tally in this one, 48-17. If you're Reedy, is there any silver lining you take out of this game whatsoever, Larry?
No, not really. I mean, when you say silver lining, look, you got beat 48-17. You don't feel good about that. You don't feel good about the way you competed. You know, the fight when Devin Dukes was out there. Listen, everybody's got to put on the gloves and we got to go to war now. We got to fight. We got to come back and play harder. Make up for the loss of one of our best players. And that didn't happen for a while. And they kind of looked starstruck. They kind of watched plays. And that's all part of, they've got a lot of young kids too. And that's all part of it. And they were playing a superior team. Let's make no mistake about that. Cincinnati Hills was the better team. And, but Reedy had a chance to stay in the game. And, it just didn't happen.
Are you ready for next Friday night, sir?
I am. I'm looking forward to this one. This will be one of our highlight games, I think, of the year. This may be the biggest clash of the year for both teams, because both teams have to figure out that they're, you know, they're ready to go for the next push.
Mm-hmm.
So the winner of this game is going to get a lot of mojo, and the loser is going to regroup and, you know, try to get back some mojo before the playoffs, because they're both playoff teams.
Yeah, you mentioned it too. Hartley's got to see where they can get some points too, because they are beating some teams that potentially could have very difficult season, and Hartley wouldn't get a lot of second level and tertiary points as well too.
Hartley plays a brutal schedule. The problem with the brutal schedule is nobody else wants to play those other teams either.
That's
so
right.
They end up playing teams that either they can't beat or aren't very good, and so. Not that Hartley's not going to have enough computer points. They will. The point is, if they were to go 7-3, let's say, and don't beat the right teams, they could end up down the road, not number one or two in the region, and that kind of hurts you. You have to go on the road, and you never know. So they're certainly one of the best teams.
So if you're wondering what we're saying, we've got Hartley at the Sales next Friday night.
Big
the
game.
Preview show starts at 6 o'clock, and don't forget the scoreboard show right after the game as well, too. Sir, it has been a joy, and I will talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
singing the Canadian anthem?
No.
Okay, writing it down at least. 48-17, the final. Here's the Silver Knights fall. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for putting up with us. We try to do two things, educate and entertain and paint the pictures for you every week. Talk to you again next week from Alumni Stadium at DeSales. 48-17, the final score one last time. Randy Reinhart for Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, and Greg Savaldi. Good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for a huge CCL matchup as Hartley travels to DeSales. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud.